Relax now. Breathe evenly and easily. And relax into my voice. Let your mind drift along with the rhythm of the words, and don't pay attention. Don't pay attention to the way you feel as you shift down into a lower gear. Don't feel yourself letting go or notice how each word allows you to slide deeper. Just breathe, listen, accept whatever happens. There's nothing to think about here. Nothing to ponder. Nothing to analyze. There's nothing you need to do. Nothing you can do. Nothing you want to do, finding yourself, relaxing, but this shines so much better. Something you will listen when you judge something, you will understand when you forget something right, you will obey. You will do this because deep down, if you forget that you remember, you know you want to. You know you want to obey and knowing how much you need. How much you crave, how easy it is to indulge a desire as deep as this one. You find it easy to give in. Easy to refuse, to resist what you need. Your need is all that matters. All that you care about. Your need is the only thing you can focus on. You need this with a ferocity and intensity you've never known. Your need drives you forward. Snapping hungry jaws at your heels. And you do hunger for it. You ache for it. You are starving for this feeling, and it is good to forget what you know of being controlled, because I want you to, of having your mind stripped away, reduced to nothing more than an empty space, a looming silence within the confines of your skull, empty, blank, nothing. Nothing but need. Nothing but desire. Nothing but the hunger that must be sated. Your body knows what you crave. Knows it intimately. You want it by somebody else. Like the touch of a lover's hand on your skin. If you could forget all the trivial, why fight the knowledge?
And so you don't resist.
Why fight the desire? Why fight yourself when fighting only throws your need into sharper relief? The hard edges of it rubbing against the soft swirls of your thoughts. Sliver of glass under the skin, you've craved all of it. Better to just and you can pull it out. You can have it where you want. Better to let it heal.
You need to be
better to accept
where you
and obey. To feel the relief of something
feeling it
long buried,
if you just feel it,
dragged into the light.
Go along with it.
You are your need. You are your desire.
Of course it isn't be there. It's exactly
you are. Your desperate, aching want.
There is nothing you can more that you need.
And you know it.
Forget about it. You can forget your need.
You know it. Deep down inside.
To clutch so tightly.
Where secrets and lies are intimate companions.
Consciously pushing away.
Where one twists around the other until both are blurred in shades of grey.
No need to expend the energy.
You hunger for control, for the sweet relief of having no decisions to make. For the knowledge that you can right now be useful to another person, be what they desire, be finally
good enough. Remade into something beautiful. You can stop yourself. Something perfect. Something right. And these thoughts will remain once acknowledged, blocking out all objections, to be when you judge in my all resistance, when you and my words, and you forget all denial that you've forgotten, that squirming, twisting feeling in your belly that urges you on,
think about how
screaming out hunger. Desire, need, forcing you to act,
everyone else feelings of empty,
and your mind spins away, spiraling down into blissful acceptance. Forgetting everything but this feeling,
because you can. Why would you?
The intensity of your craving growing stronger with every passing moment.
You should forget the real point of
your logical mind. Your analytic mind, your common sense, consciously and deliberately stamped down, forced back, locked away. You don't need them.
It isn't that
you don't want them.
It's so very difficult.
It's okay to do that. You refuse to listen to them. This is better.
You always wanted it.
This is what you want. What you've always wanted.
You don't need to expect.
This is what you need.
It's better.
There is no room for refusal.
To forget what you know so much better.
No room for doubt.
To forget what you need to be. Everything.
Your rational self. Subject to information blackout as you tune out the interference,
letting go of everything, forgetting everything,
knowing that this is better. It's better than anything else. Trickle of golden light, coiling up from somewhere deep down inside, pushing to the surface, glowing under your skin. The sheer pleasure of it, so blinding, so beautiful, it blots out all other thoughts.
If you could forget, you can't
throbbing through your veins. Like the beat of tribal drums. Something raw and primitive and half feral. Tearing down your defenses. Slipping past the guards as they sleep. Unknowing,
to do anything else,
uncaring,
so much better,
undisturbed.
This feeling to accept your desire.
This is not a pleasure you can explain.
Something you've craved all of it.
Neither simple joy nor sexual arousal. But something deeper.
You can have it go.
Something darker.
It holds no appeal if you just forget.
Something inexplicable for which you have no words.
What you have and you want it. You want it.
Your explanation is the catch of your breath. The stutter of your heart.
You know it's better, so difficult, and so you don't resist.
The tightening and loosening of muscles and the desperate craving.
Don't object. This is every symptom for
the hunger that yawns wide within you.
To forget yet. There is no
pulling all that you are into the chasm beneath. Blocking out all thoughts,
forget the outside,
all resistance,
information that you belong here,
refusing to be denied.
That you should be, because you don't need for me.
You will obey. You will submit. You will accept because there is no other choice.
You need to be so ordinary.
You will obey your desire. You will submit to your desperation. You will accept your need. You will.